Welcome to the Home of Misfits podcast, where normal is optional, masks are unnecessary, and you belong.
Well, hello, fellow misfits. This is Sabina and Brenda, my very first guest. I'm so excited. So our podcast here, the Home of Misfits, and this is really for anybody that feels like they don't fit, they don't belong, and it doesn't matter in what category. Whether it's neurodivergent, religion, sexual orientation, it doesn't really matter. Anybody that doesn't feel like fitting into any of the boxes society has prepared for us, which I think is pretty much all of us.
And if it's not, it should be.
Right? Because it's like boxes are boring. I always say it's like, what's a box? Anyway, Brenda, I'm so excited. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
What made you decide to become our guest here on the show?
Well, you and I have such a history together.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
We've known each other for years, and I knew any conversation with you was going to be a grand conversation.
Oh, thank you.
I love your idea of the misfits, you know, and having a conversation about that just sounded fun.
Right? Because it's like, it was so funny when I first brought up the idea and I forgot who I shared it with, they're like, well, that's so derogatory. It's like misfit sounds so negative. And I'm like, no. That's not at all. Misfit is anybody who doesn't fit into the norm.
Yeah.
That's really it.
Such a difference between belonging, fitting in, and standing out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even though you may be a misfit, it doesn't mean that you don't belong.
Right. Well, now you do, because we have the Home of Misfits now. I mean, this was really started because it's like I never felt like I belonged anywhere. Growing up, I never felt like I belonged. I always felt like that outlier, that outsider, that, you know, always looking in, kind of like was it in Charles Dickens, the little kid looking at the window when they're all eating in the restaurant?
Yeah.
You know, that's how I felt. I was like, I always felt like I was looking in somewhere, but I didn't belong there, you know?
Yeah.
And over the last few years, I learned why that is. And, you know, the more I delved into it, I realized it's like, you know what? There's a lot more of us than there's of the others.
Oh, amen.
So, yeah. And here we are.
And here we are.
Here we are.
A lot the same way. I, you know, the majority of my life, it was as well as I was able to get along with people, as well as I was able to be with people, I never felt like it was like the black sheep. It was like everybody's got this, they're here. And then like, well, I'm here. I can blend in. But I'm still going to just be this black sheep because my ideas, the way I speak, the way I think, feel so radically different than so many people.
Right, right. No, absolutely. I mean, this is just, yeah. So anyway, so how would you introduce yourself to someone who doesn't care about any titles?
Someone who doesn't care about titles. I like that. So this is just channeling through my brain right now. I am an intergalactic being who is participating in this beautiful story of expansion, unfoldment, and experience.
Ooh. I just got chills. I was like, ooh, I love that.
That just was like, I could feel it coming in. I was like, okay.
Well, we'll just go with that.
I love the sound of that. What am I saying? Hey, that sounds good.
No, and I mean, and it's true, because it's like all the things that you do, I think that really sums it up really nicely.
Thanks. I can't even tell you what I just said, so I appreciate it.
Good thing we have it recorded. I was like, I double checked. It's like, yes, it is recording. I did not squirrel off. Well, I mean.
Yeah. Don't be
no, I absolutely love that. What is something that people often misunderstand about you?
That's question. I'm not quite sure. I think what I hear is from people is they think I'm magical.
Well, you are. We all are.
I've also heard that I scare people because I have the ability to see the real person behind all the facades and all the faces and all the, and then, the psychic abilities and all of that mixed in with it. It's like I don't have a whole lot of filters, so therefore I don't think that other people need to have filters. So I just go right to the hello, this is who you are, and they're like, whoa, why are you seeing me like that? Because that's who you are.
Right. Well, I mean, and a lot has to do with people are trying so hard to fit into that norm, into those boxes, into what society
Ah,
dictates.
that's so true. Yeah.
You know, and it's like it's just going with the herd. It's like, hey, I don't want to stand out. And then people are afraid of things that they don't understand. You know, and I can totally see why so many people is like they're afraid of. Not afraid, but you know, maybe have that apprehension, and it's like
That
that,
whoa,
ooh, like woo, you know, and because I get the same thing, you know, because it's like, I mean, to me, it's like I don't so much have the psychic abilities like you do, but I, how do I say this? I'm very blunt and straightforward.
no, not you.
No.
That's one of the things I love about you, though, is I know where I stand with you. I know, again, it's that is who it's authenticity.
Right.
It's very authentic in the way that you and I myself can be very blunt. I think it's another reason you and I
Oh,
get
that's why
along,
we're
but
friends,
it's just
because you
that
know.
matter of fact, like, well, it is how it is, but
It's
I don't
like,
need to
what the
sugarcoat
heck did you just say? What?
it.
It's like, I don't know how many times I was like, I don't know if we can be friends anymore, you know? I mean that honesty, that straightforwardness, and so many people, because they put on the mask, because they put on the facades, because they try to fit into those boxes, you know, they have lost that well, let's call it an ability to really take things for what they are and then not judge anything. It's like, whoa, what? You know,
Yeah.
or even go deeper, and it's like, well, this is unfamiliar, so I'm afraid of it because we're so fear-based, most people are,
What
you know, and it's
else
like instead
is
of stopping
interesting?
and breathing, and it's like, wait a minute, where's this coming from? Why? Tell me more. Explain it to me.
I think it's because as a society, we are conditioned from birth to fit in, you've got to ask permission for everything from your parents, and then you go to school and you have to ask permission from teachers, and then you go to college and you have to ask permission from those teachers, and then you go to work and you have to ask permission for your boss. Can I take vacation? Can I go to the bathroom? Can I? And that's such a herd mentality that when you're presented with a free thinker or a free open pasture to do any things of possibilities that you want, that deer in the headlight go, oh, what do I do with this? What do you mean I'm
Right.
my own authority? And those of us that came out of the womb challenging authority, challenging the norm, saying, tell me what to do. People look at you like, well, who are you to? But that was me from the get-go, is independent and don't tell me what to do. And you tell me to go left, I'm probably going to go right because I want to see what right looks like.
Just
And
because I can.
just because I can, and don't look up, well, therefore I must go higher onto the mountain so that I can see what's even
Right?
farther.
Well, see, and my thing is when people tell me it's like, do this, do that, you know, or don't do this and don't do that, my very first thing, it's like, okay, if you can explain to me why,
Why?
I need to know the why behind it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's part of my TISM situation. You know, it's like I don't take just because it's like and the info, I mean, when people is like, because that's how it's done, my next question is why?
Why? But see,
Why?
me, I had to learn how to ask questions. I didn't learn to ask questions until I was in my 40s. I have always had such a knowing in my being. I learned by taking Reiki, that's the clairsentience that I just know things. But my whole life I've known things, so I didn't even ask why. I just knew this was the direction that I was meant to go in, and that's where I
No,
went.
I mean for
I
you,
jumped. Yeah,
right.
for
And I
me,
was the same
that's
way.
all.
It's like for me that there's this knowing. But when others tell me I need to do something a certain way, I need to do this and do that and da 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 da.
You asked why.
That's why I
So
need
I
to know the
didn't.
why, because it's like if it doesn't make sense to me, it's not gonna happen.
See, I didn't even ask the why. I just went and did the therapy. I asked
You.
the why. This doesn't make any sense. I'm doing
I do it my way.
Yeah, so unless it made sense. If it made sense to me, okay, well, sure, I can go along with that. But if it didn't make
Absolutely.
sense, then it was like, no, I'm gonna do that. And I didn't even ask why I should be there. I just want going off and doing it this way.
Through this,
Yeah.
I'm
So for
out.
those controlling people, it made them a little nuts. Why did she just keep going off on her own? This could be done in a better way. That makes no sense. Why would we do it like that? So, religion was one of those things.
What was?
Just religion. It just never made sense to me.
I'm with you on that one. It's like every time I went, and I was involved in growing up, in youth groups and all of that, but it's like it always left me with more questions. And there's like so many contradictions, and it's just like there comes that why. That doesn't make any sense. And then it came, it's like, well, there must be more. There must be more, there must be more, there must be more. And over time, I learned that there's more. And you know how they say when the student is ready, the teacher appears,
Oh,
and then
so
about
true.
7, 10 years ago, I don't even know how long, I met this, and she was my friend Barbara. She's awesome. We met, and we met through, I don't even know, at a Starbucks, through some whatever thing I was involved with at the time. It doesn't really matter. But I go in, and she goes like, "Hi, I'm Barbara. I'm a shaman." And I said, "Hi, I'm Beanie. I'm the youth fairy." But it's like, and she is the one that literally opened up, I say, the universe to me, to really show me, yes, there's a whole lot more. And it's like, and since then, I've learned so much. I mean, the things you're teaching, because I did the Reiki with you, and you're an amazing teacher, by the way.
Thank you.
And I mean, little pieces, more and more and more and more. And the more I learn, the more I realize, the less I know.
Oh my gosh, that's so true.
It's like,
Yeah.
and it's like, oh, but wait, there is more. It's like, oh, I just opened up this door, but then there's this whole portal right behind it with even more. And it's like,
Right? I just realized we have a correlation there. So it was Barb, my Reiki master, that was the one that opened those doors for me.
see? Something
And because
magic about those Barbaras.
I sought her out. I was like, Reiki came to me way, I mean, about 10 years before I actually did anything with it. Well, I wasn't ready for it, but it showed up and said, oh, there is this magical world out there, this energy thing. And all the pieces of me that never seemed to fit all of a sudden had space to grow and space to unfold and a foundation. I always say it was my introduction into the woo world.
I love
And
that. I love the woo world.
I was in the woo world prior, but I didn't acknowledge it and didn't pay attention to it. But once Reiki hit, then kind of that journey of.
Nice. Well, I mean, and part of that is it's like, at least for me, it's like all those layers society threw on us about all of that world.
Yes.
And it's like all the stigmas that come with it, all the negative connotations and all that
Yes.
junk that comes with that, it's like all of that had to come, but it's like the knowing that's like, wait a minute, this makes sense. This is like, what? So it's like, so those layers came up really fast, and it's like fully diving into this whole realm of things, and it is like, wow, and things just fall into place, and it's amazing. My husband is so cute. He goes like, well, he's not saying it so much anymore, but it's like, you never believe this coincidence. And I just look at him like, really? Have you not learned anything in these last few years? He goes like, I know there are no
Yeah, no
coincidences. I
lie.
said, that's right.
That's right. Well, funny, when I learned Reiki, that was back in 2009, no, 2008. I found my world. I found the place, but society as a whole was not there yet. I would say I did Reiki and people would look at me like I had three or four heads. And you do what? What is that? And you look now today, there was two teachers in Colorado Springs when I was looking for it. Now there's probably 100, maybe even more teachers in Colorado Springs now.
Yeah, but you're still the best.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm totally biased, so yes.
It goes back to what I was, what you're talking about, the misfit, just because it's unusual and not everybody's doing it doesn't mean that it's not going to catch on.
Right, or that it's wrong.
Or that is, yeah, right. And, or that it's wrong. I got
Right,
a lot
because
of that too. I still get a lot of that.
oh yeah.
All the things that I do in the real world, I there's that, oh, you're different. Oh, that isn't allowed.
In what world?
Especially the religious world.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah, but even just normal world. I mean, you have your like suits, the type A personalities that look at me and go, good, you are not structured, you're off in La La Land, so even that can be a difference, and there's nothing wrong with the type A. There's
Right.
nothing wrong, and that's just a different misfit than me.
Right.
Misfit.
Well, and see, for me, because it's like I'm all about the happiness and all of that, my thing is like, yeah, you're correct. But let me ask you this, are you happy? Are you truly happy all around? Not just every once in a while when things go your way. Are you truly happy
That's
in where
such a
you
good
are?
question. To all of the things, like when you asked me at the beginning, without using a description of, a title, what is that? And when you take those titles of woo-woo, misfit, type A, business, religion, at the core, each of us are, in no certain terms, anything like anybody else.
I'm me.
Other than we're human,
Right?
have body. I don't know. Yeah. There is a lot of things that are different within each of us, but we're all
It's
the
like
same.
same system, different operator. Same,
Right.
was it same?
Same. I know where you're
Hold
going
on.
with that.
I'm writing a book right now. I should know this. Same world, different operating system. There we
There
go.
you go. For same platform, different operating system. Yeah.
Pretty much,
Yeah.
right? And it's like, but I love that because it's like we're all so different. We have so much in common. We're so much more alike than we're different. But it's like I think it's that part that's different. To me, what makes it fun.
Right. It's a contrast. If we were all either dark or all light, you couldn't see. 100% light, there's nothing to see. 100% dark, there's nothing to see. But when you add the contrast, when you add those cracks, when you add the
The
bluntness, the
misfits.
jokes, the misfits, it's like that's what adds the flavor, that's what adds the dynamic, the beauty. in
Not just that, but
Alzheimer's.
it's like I have learned so much from you. You know, I mean, I'm not beyond the Reiki. You know, and it's just like, it's like, oh, I want to be like Brenda when I grow up, or part of it anyway. But it's the same with other people. It's like my friend Barbara, you know, it's like, man, this is so amazing what she does. I want to be kind of not like that, but parts of that.
Yeah, how do I integrate?
Right. It's like all the information that we learn and all of those things is like what I found fascinating when you started the Site Real Astrology. To me, that was like, oh, this is so cool. Because it's like so out there. What do you mean there's 13 zodiac signs? I mean, everything inside me, the programming inside me was like, well, there's not 13, there's only 12 and blah, 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 blah. But the me in me was like, this is cool. I wonder what this is about. And that overrode that old programming. You know, so my curiosity was way stronger. And that's why I was like, ooh, let's do this. This is fun. You know, and now, of course, it's like more and more people are talking about it. It's like, hey, that's actually 13.
It's so fun how society as a whole catches up to those that hang out on the leading edge. You know, those of us that are out there exploring, out there going, oh, what if? Oh, what is that? That curiosity that I think you and I both have of, well, tell me more about that. That sounds
I know, right? It's
intriguing.
like, I'm
Okay.
intrigued.
And yeah, and well, the 13 sign stuff, when I came across that, it intrigued me, but as soon as I realized that, you know, if you say the moon is in Cancer, like this last moon, they said the moon was in Cancer. If I take my star app or my telescope or whatnot, I should look up and see that moon in Cancer, in the constellation of Cancer. That just makes sense to me.
But it's not.
But it's in the constellation of Gemini. It's in the season of Cancer, but in the constellation of Gemini. And do I want to live my life off of seasons, or do I want to live my life connected to the stars? Well, I want to
Right.
live my life connected to the stars. But if you want to live by seasons, awesome.
And you know, it's so funny when you did my chart for me, you
Uh-huh.
know, and it's like, I mean, I'm a Leo through and through, but according to your chart, I'm a Cancer, and I'm like, nope.
Right.
Nope.
When we looked at the whole thing, it absolutely made sense.
Well, yeah,
How
but no, I'm
big you
still a
are.
Leo.
I identify as.
Hear me roar.
And oh, I totally see that Leo in you. I know Leo is prominent in your chart. You have the on stage, the mane, the
But now that I
feet.
have long hair again.
And the self-expression of a Leo. Those are all attributes that you,
Right.
but you're not just a Leo. You're
Oh, I
in
know
your
that.
chart.
But I was
Yeah.
like, that was like the
I
one thing
remember
out of.
that I get that pushback a lot, actually. And that's okay.
Right.
That's okay.
Was like, I'm a Leo. I will always be a Leo.
What is my title? Me Pisces. I mean, you know, my sign is Pisces, and I understand that. I'm more than a Pisces. I've got a heck of a lot going on in my
Well,
Pisces,
right.
but yeah.
I mean, it's all of those things. It's like, but again, that's part of our conditioning. You know, it's like reframing everything, and it's like it doesn't fit into the box that we were taught.
Right.
You know, so and it's like for us as humans, we have to try to figure out to finagle the way through that. You know, and some are easier than others, and some make more sense than others. And it's like we were talking earlier when I was introduced to QHH2, QHHT. You know, to me, I was like, whoa! I mean, something inside of me lit up like a, I don't even know, like a forest fire. It was way beyond a Christmas tree.
That was me in astrology.
Right. You know, but here's the thing. I mean, it doesn't fit the norm. I have so many
Right.
people, well, you know, they're like, oh, I could never do this. I was like, why not? What are you afraid of? And that's really, again, the core of it is fear. And it doesn't matter what it is, whether it's what you do, what I do, what other people do, is if it does not fit into that normal box, it invokes fear at some level because it's unknown.
What I just heard in my head was the old Taco Bell commercial. I'm going to need a bigger box. A bigger box. This box is not more than a bigger box because the box is way too little for this conversation.
But it's like, here's the
What's
thing, get
your
rid of the
name?
box.
Yeah. And then it's like, yeah, right? Then do I need a box? No. What's the box all about?
Why do you want to be boxed in? Because it's like when we're boxed in, and so many of us, and then it's like in certain ways I'm still boxed in. We're all boxed in somewhere, in some shape or form, But it is like, okay, let's get to the edge. What's on the other side? Then we do this, we look over the edge, like what's there? It's like, ooh. This is really cool, but I'm really afraid for the change. I'm really afraid of the unknown, even though I can see how awesome it is over there, but I'm familiar here. And I think that's a lot of times that keeps us in that thing, and that is why so many people, and I mean, I'm part of that, and it's like we stay into the confinements of the norm. We stay within what's familiar, what's comfortable, what feels safe.
The saying comes to me, feel the fear and do it anyway.
Right?
That's what I
Just
did with
do
this move. This move scared me. Those that don't know, I used to live in Colorado Springs and we
it.
sold
And how many square feet did your house have?
2,600 square feet
And now you
and
have
I
what?
got 600. I used to live in a big city. Now I live in a town that officially has around 300 people.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I
Yeah.
remember it's like, yeah, you were scared, but at the same time, you were so excited. You could not
Yeah.
wait.
Yeah.
And that
Yeah. Yeah.
overrode everything. The
It
excitement
did.
overrode the fear and that all of that. And I was like, that is so cool.
Yeah, fear of leaving not only house, but family, friends, an established business. But what I gained was, yeah, this small house, but that means I have 600 square feet to clean instead of 2,600 square feet to clean. It means I have access to the Arkansas River. I have access to Browns
Nature.
Canyon, which is a huge national monument of parks and trails and trees and animals, and my life has expanded so much by putting myself into a tiny home.
And I have to say, I'm so grateful you put the pictures on Facebook. Because it's like, oh, this is so cool. I cannot wait to come see you.
I can't wait for you to come see me either. My house tour is very quick, but
Well, my
the
question is it
is fun.
accessible?
I've got a couple steps that comes to, up to the front steps, but other than that,
Cool.
it's all one level, and then my office is upstairs, but it's mine and my husband's is upstairs, and our guest bedroom is connected to us.
Oh, nicey, nice.
So, yeah, and we have a nice big porch, which is extra living space. But having a community, having small town living, my soul is so happy.
I can tell. I can feel that. I mean, it's like every time I think about you, every time you come up like on Facebook or whatever, it's like I feel that happy. I feel that it's like that peace that I'm home. I love
And
that.
something I learned through this is you can have that peace, that happy I'm home, and still have the, oh crap, what am I doing? Oh gosh, this is completely different. This is transformation. I've got to grow. I've got to change. I've got to transform. all that fear, working itself through the body at the same time being like, yeah, this is exactly what I was supposed to do. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And learning that it's okay to have fear, learning that it's okay to have uncertainty, learning that it's okay to not have all the answers, to not fit into any box,
I
making
love
it
that.
up as I go.
I mean, life is an
Yeah.
adventure. Our journey as a human, our journey through life here is an adventure. It's for us to be happy and to grow and to learn.
Had a conversation with myself months ago about experience. And if we look at life, our life, as an experience, with all the ups, all the downs, all the pitfalls, all the scrapes, all the falling off of the cliffs, and all the climbing to the tops of the mountains, all the rainbows, all the sunrises, all the sunsets, as an experience, I am experiencing life. All my quirks, all my misfit qualities are an experience. That I'm experiencing what it's like to have a bum knee and climb a mountain. I'm experiencing what it's like to travel 2 hours to go to my job once a month. I'm experiencing what it's like to have a starry sky that has hardly any light pollution.
That's
It's an
amazing.
experience. And if I can look at life, if we can all just look at life as an experience, the quote good, the quote bad, the quote indifferent, all of it is just an experience that I get to be have because I'm alive.
I love that. Wow, chills, man. You're giving me chills, girlfriend. Ooh, this is awesome.
And if we can look at those isms that that we were talking about earlier, is the tismisms, the autism, the neurodivergence, the religions, the all, it's an experience. Everything that we are going through on this planet right now is what we signed up for as an experience.
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, I want some of the stuff I was on when I did that because clearly I was on something.
You have had quite the experiences.
I mean, sheesh, enough now.
But you think about it, with all the restrictions that have come within your lifetime, how expansive you have got to be because of them.
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, if
I mean,
somebody
you
would
would
have
not have
told
not
me,
had that PhD this year
I know, right?
if you
It's
had
like,
not been confined.
but true. I mean, there's so many things. It's like, so I broke both my ankles in August of 28. I mean, 24, sorry.
Back in the future, she broke her ankle.
I know. I'm like,
Not wait, wait.
I'm an overachiever. So anyway, now so I broke both my ankles in the end of August of 24. And it was so funny, my bestie, she's in Jersey and she was planned on coming to visit. Of course, I broke them on Friday. She was planning on being here Sunday. So she was about to cancel a trip and where my husband and I both, I think my husband more than me, is like, no, please come. So she was here for almost a week. And we literally hung out in my bedroom on the bed because it's like one of my ankles was broken. I mean, there's like three bones you can break in your ankle. I broke all of them, so I was waiting for surgery on that one. And the other one had a hair, like, maybe a little bit more than a hairline fracture. Anyway, I don't do half ass. I go full. I mean, go big or go home, right? So
Well,
anyway,
yeah.
so and it was funny because she's been wanting to do a QHHT session with me for so long, and it's like, sorry, I can't do it over the phone. We're not doing it over the phone. It's not safe. It has to be in person. So she was here, and she's like, "Can we do it now? Can we do it now? Can we do it now?" Like, so we did it, and then she goes like, "And whatever questions you have, you can ask too." And I'm like, "Cool." So my first question is pointing at my ankle, is like, "What the actual freak is happening here?" And the response was, first I asked for it, and of course. Initially, I was like, what do you mean? This is blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, no, I did ask for it because for a long, long time, I kept saying, I'm physically, mentally exhausted. I need a break. Delivered. I
What a
got the break.
miracle.
Right? And coincidentally, not that there's coincidences, a week prior to that, we installed a TV in our bedroom. We never had a TV in our bedroom in ever.
Oh.
So anyway, so yeah, I mean, that happened because I asked for it. But it also, I mean, that time, because I really couldn't do anything as I had to wait for the surgery, and then we had the surgery, really couldn't do much, it gave my hair a chance to grow out again. Because I mean, the worst part is like that in between phase. That's where I usually was like, okay, I'm done. Cut it short again. Well, I didn't have a choice because I couldn't go anywhere.
Oh.
So the point is like whatever life deals you, first of all, you asked for it. Good, bad, ugly, in some form or another, you asked for it, whether in this lifetime or before you came here. It was
I
an
call that
experience
radical
that,
responsibility.
there you go.
Radical
It was an
responsibility.
experience that you wanted to go through. Well, the other reason that happened was, and the SC told us, it was an opportunity because Sonia and I had to connect on a deeper level. That would not have happened if I would have been able to, if we would drive around town and doing this, that, and the other.
That makes sense.
Right? So, but then it's like, so that happened, and then, the other stuff going on and everything, and it's like, but it's like, essentially, I was stuck at the house. I couldn't go anywhere. So what did I do? I do what I love to do after, the moping and the poor me
Well, yeah.
situation and all of that stuff,
Humanness,
because
the
we're
humanness.
human, we go through that, And then I was like, okay, that's not doing anything. And then it's like, okay, so but what can I do? And you focus on the things that you can do. And here we are.
That's a radical thought in itself to many. Focusing on what you can do, focusing on what you desire, focusing on how this is benefiting me instead of how this is hindering me. It's that's a
Well, I mean, because
it's
we're
a
so conditioned
mindset.
on going the negative route and going, this is like, oh my God, I cannot do this, I cannot do that, and da 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 da, poor me, poor me, poor me, poor me.
And
Because
this
that gives us
happens to
attention.
me. This happened to me instead of this happened for me.
And it's like, but when you flip the script and you go, it's like, okay, what lesson is it that I need to learn here? Because clearly this is happening, because there's a lesson in here. There's always a lesson, whether you like it or not. And some are gooder than others, but there's always a lesson. It's like, okay, or it's like a question I asked too, it's like, okay, what am I not seeing? That this keeps happening. There's something here that I'm missing. What is it?
That's a great question.
I mean, you ask different questions instead of going the conditioned route, the autopilot route, the poor me and boo-hoo-hoo and people pay attention to me and all of that stuff, You ask different questions, you take responsibility, you take control. And that makes all the difference.
It does.
It makes all the difference.
I've
It's
found
like
that in my
you
life as
can,
well.
right. It doesn't matter what life gives you. There's a lesson in there. There's a reason you asked for that. There's a reason this is giving to you, gifted to you. Whether you like the gift or not, it's like, sorry, no refunds or no returns.
You unwrapped it. It can't be written unturned.
It's like, here it is, and it's yours to keep. What you do with it, that's on you. But I mean, but that's life. That's life. Life is all about, being different, and that's why I love that misfit part comes in, because we are misfits. We're not going with the flow, with norm, with a society thing, and staying on autopilot. I call it autopilot.
Yeah, I was just looking up a thing on twins, looking astrological twins, and I have nephews that are twins, and twins, even though they even identical twins may look identical, their astrology chart is going to be slightly off. their experiences in their life are going to be different experiences. The personality that they come into this life with is different than their twins. My nephews are fraternal. One's blonde hair, blue eyed. One's brown hair, brown eyes. One's loud and boisterous. The other is quiet and reserved. Same mom, same dad. Two very different human beings. Brothers, mother, father. But those differences are what makes us each so individually unique. And those characters that we build through all of that, through our unique experiences, even within our own families, are what create this incredible human being that we each get to be. It's those differences that make the difference.
I love it. And that's just it. You know? It's like it's so awesome to be different. It's just fun. To me, almost everything is fun. I make it fun. You know? So I have a
That's
question for
great.
you. What's
Sure.
something that you don't usually talk about but feels important?
I talk about just about everything. So what do I think is important to talk about? The word that comes into my mind is diversity. And if I expand on that, diversity to me is that not sameness, that it being able to have a banquet, a buffet that has a thousand different things. And I get to choose. If I want to have dessert first, I get to choose. If I want to mix my potatoes with my gravy, I get to choose. If I have an ice cream cone and dip my French fries in it, it's that diversity is such a privilege to have choices in our life. And we can sit in that box. The box that, oh, mom and dad gave me this box and I'm supposed to go to the university and I'm supposed to become a med student and I'm supposed to have straight A's. But what I really love is artistry and what I really love is philosophy and what I really love is, and listen to what it is that you love. Do you want to sit into that box? Do you want to people please? Or do you want to personal please? And that personal please isn't what we're taught, selfishness.
Not selfish. It's
It's
important.
self-care. It's self-care. There's a difference between selfish is I want you to go to medical school. I want you to get this degree because I want to look good. That's selfish.
Right.
Self-care is I'm going to not go to med school. I'm going to take art classes. I'm going to be a psychic and I'm going to be happy.
I love
And
that.
by me doing all of that, that makes my surrounding, those that hang out my proximity, is permission.
I love that.
It's a permission to others to be able to do the same thing. When we take the shoulds, the have to's, the musts, those out of the equation. And your book, what makes me happy?
I
How
love
does this
that.
make me happy? If I'm happy, my world is
Everything
going
else
to be
falls into
happy.
place. I
It
know, right?
does. I
I
tell
love
people all the
that.
time, you're the center of your universe as much as
Nice.
I'm the center of my universe. And as long as
That's
we
right.
are in alignment with our higher self, with that grounded self, and spinning in a way that is pleasing to us, it's going to connect onto somebody else's spinning and expedite it.
Oh, I love that. I love that. So, what would you like listeners to remember after our conversation here?
That there is no good, bad, right, or wrong. There is no box, and you are limitless.
Nice. Oh, I love that. This is so good. This is so good. What else would you like our listeners to know about you
I
before we close this
myself
out? Other
am.
than that, you're amazing and awesome, and I freaking love you, but
Well, my newfound title
Ooh, I like it.
is an etheric healer
Ooh, I love it.
because I don't limit myself to the boundaries of this earth. I know we are limitless beings, we are souls, we are stardust. And if we can look at ourselves as whole and perfect as we are right here and now, with the experience to do greater things, I can help on that journey.
Oh, you give me chills, girlfriend. I love that. Oh my
Yay.
God, that is so good. So good. Love it.
And that's what this crazy year has brought me. That's what doing something out of the norm
Oh, you
brings
mean
me.
be like a full-blown misfit? Love it. Love it. Hey, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Let's see, I'm on Facebook, ridiculously amount. So you can find me with my name, Brenda Lee Martinez, or you can find my Facebook page, Soul Deep Life. You Google, Soul Deep Life, you're gonna find me. My website is my name, www.brendaleemartinez.com. Those are probably the best ways to
Okay,
get
I
in touch
love that.
with
Well,
me.
thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being on here, for being the first misfit on the
Yay,
new
thanks for
podcast.
having me.
I love that. Thank
I
you.
can't wait for more. I can't wait to see who else you get to have on here, because I know
And me
you hang
too.
with a really great circle of people, so.
Ah, thank you. I love that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No, this is awesome. And thanks guys for listening. And yeah, stay tuned for the next episode. Be as surprised as me who's coming next. So, because, and misfits, and guys, this is your home. This is your home. You can be you. It's that simple. As long as you don't do harm to others, be yourself. Be you, be happy, and welcome home. Find us on Facebook. Almost Mis well, thing is Happiness Matters, but Home of Misfits. It's a Facebook group now. So, our living room. Anyway, we'll talk to you next time. So,
Sounds good.
thank you. Thanks for listening to Home of Misfits by Matters of Perspective. You belong.